Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the radio program, Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. American Family Radio is what you're listening to. If you know somebody who would like to listen to a Christian radio network like this and they don't have AFR in terms of their FM signal, they can go on the internet and download our app. And it takes you about a minute or two to download the app, and they can listen. You can listen to American Family Radio anywhere in the world that has high-speed internet. So thousands of people listen to us on our app for American Family Radio. Well, I'm Tim Wildman with Evan Tagliano, Steve Jordahl. Good morning to you, Steve.
Good morning, sir.
Walker Wildman's with me. And, hey, before we get to the news of the day, I wanted to tell you about something that's coming up. Involving the National Bible Bee. We've talked to these folks before, and it's a great program for young people. And joining us to discuss it for just a minute is Hannah Leary. And Hannah is with the National Bible Bee. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Tim. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you. Where? Tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Yeah, definitely. So I am a Bible Bee alumni. Who competed in the National Bible Bee for 6 years in middle school and high school, and it completely changed my life. It changed the way I viewed Scripture, and I just developed an amazing love for the Word of God through it, and it's given me a solid foundation as I've moved on to the alumni years and my continuing into adult life, and so I'm just privileged to have had that in my past, and love being a part of the program as it continues forward.
So how much of the Bible have you memorized?
You know, just Genesis through Revelation. Not quite. That's what everyone thinks. But the Bible is really sparked my motivation to memorize Scripture, and through it, I've memorized 12 books of the Bible.
12 books of the Bible?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Congratulations. What's your favorite Bible book? Or book of the book of the Bible.
That's like asking. That's really hard to pick. But one of my favorites is definitely Philippians. I love the book of Philippians and just the whole book, especially chapter 3.
Oh, so Hannah, you just memorized those small books. You didn't memorize the really big books, right?
No, I did not memorize Genesis or Psalms or one of those big ones. No, I've got a bunch of the epistles down in the New Testament. So they're decent-sized books, but they're not anything close to the intimidating.
I'm just kidding you, because however many small right. Bible books you have memorized is a greater number than I do.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Hannah, tell us about the National Bible Bee and what you guys got coming up. Is it tonight?
Yeah, we are very excited. We're going to be launching the National Bible Bee competition show tonight on Facebook Live. And this show takes us with 45 of the top contestants from the National Bible Bee competition. And it's an intense, fast-paced competition. It's going to be 6 episodes, airing 1 a week for the next 6 weeks on Facebook Live. And it is just a really inspiring competition, showcasing these students' amazing passion and knowledge in the Word of God. And I get the privilege to co-host it along with Emile Dwayne from Living Waters and the twins Jason and David Benham.
Oh, the Benham brothers.
Yes.
Yeah.
They always keep things very lively.
they do. Great guys. High energy. I get exhausted when I'm around them.
I have to sit in between them as I co-host this show. So it's a lot of fun. I always am holding my breath. But they're so inspiring to the kids as well and encouraging them with the Word of God, and we just have a lot of fun on this show.
Okay, so how do I watch again tonight, and what time?
Yeah, so it is going to be airing on Facebook Live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can go to BibleBee.tv to watch it. It's right on the National Bible Bee Facebook page, and it's going to be live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight.
And how old are you?
I am currently 20.
20 years old and going to college, I guess, now, right?
Yes. Yep. I'm studying to get my bachelor's degree in business accounting.
All right. Well, listen, Hannah, Thank you so much for being on with us. We wish you the very best tonight. We hope thousands and thousands will be watching. And we just appreciate you giving us your time. God bless you.
Thank you very much. God bless you as well.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ray, pretty impressive young lady there.
You know, I'm thinking to myself, Tim, she's 20 years old. She's memorized 10 books of the Bible, short or long, it doesn't matter. I mean, I wonder how many of our listeners have even memorized one book. I mean,
moving right along.
Right, thanks. I was just kidding, Ray. It was just a joke.
But you know, Ed, it is tremendous, isn't it? To think about not just Hannah, but all these thousands of young people from across America who are learning the Word of God. And the competition is fun, but isn't it true that when you get the Word of God into your heart, it's going to change you from the inside out? So we love the idea of the National Bible Bee, and I'm glad they're, hey, it sounds like with the Benham brothers and Hannah and this competition, this sounds like something fun to watch tonight.
She said 8 p.m. Eastern. Is that what she said?
Right.
Yes, that's right.
8 p.m. Eastern. And they got, you know, if you want your children, I don't know what their ages exactly are that they are allowed to enter, but if you want your kids to possibly, you know, be in that competition sometime in the near future, they have information there about that as well. Steve Jordahl, good morning, Steve.
Good morning, sir.
Good afternoon for those listening in the Eastern time zone.
That's right.
We're in the Central time zone, thus it's still morning. What's leading the news in Steve Jordahl's world there?
Well, a couple things to note that are happening right now. We laid to rest former First Lady Barbara Bush the other day. President George H.W. Bush subsequently got ill and is in the hospital now. He has an infection that spread to his blood. He is alert and talking, but they say that he's still in a little bit of danger, although they believe he's going to pull through.
You know how many times you read and hear about this, right? Where couples that have lived together and been married as long as the Bushes
were 73 years.
Die sometimes within hours of each other. Mm. I mean, that's, I don't know what that means, but
Well, that you've lived together so long, you can't imagine life without the other person in 73 years. I mean, George Bush came home from World War II. Think about that. Got married to Barbara, and they were together for all of life. So, yeah, you do hear about that, Tim, and it does make you think. I mean, I think everybody, when we heard the news, we pray for President Bush. We hope he recovers. But you can understand the physical and mental and emotional stress that he's been through. And we all saw the pictures of him so bravely greeting all the people seated there right in front of his wife's casket. He's a great man, a very great man. And we wish him all the best.
Walker? Yeah, I've heard of a couple here that I know locally. One of their grandparents, they'd been married, you know, 40 or 50 years, a long time in today's standards. And the grandmother passed away, and then the grandfather passed away within days, and the doctor just said he was heartbroken. I mean, not literally, but the doctor basically said nothing was wrong with him. He didn't have a heart attack, didn't have any health problems. He just passed away.
Once in a while you hear about a husband and a wife in a nursing home who die holding hands or something.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It's just, it is extraordinary. Like you said, Tim, I don't know what it means. I'd like to make some kind of spiritual point. I suppose you can think long enough and hard enough to do it. But it's
the best explanation is what Walker said, the doctor said, and that is sometimes there's no physical reason why a person should pass, but something you can't see, and that is, well, you can see sometimes outwardly, but
the emotional
and the brokenheartedness of losing your soulmate of 50, I guess in the case of the Bushes, what, 60?
73
years. Mm-hmm. Anyway, next up, what you got now?
So French President Emmanuel Macron is visiting the White House, and he had a sit-down. You know how they do usually, the two leaders sit in the middle of a press gaggle on the chairs with the flags on either side of them, and they just basically give little statements. Well, President Bush, the reason that Macron is visiting is so that he can lobby the president to stay in the Iran nuclear deal. T- today, as they were sitting in the press gaggle, Mr. Trump said, "People know my views on the Iran deal. It was a terrible deal. It should never have been made." And he said, "Iran seems to be behind everywhere, and that's a problem. They're testing missiles. What's that all about?" And then he calls the deal insane and ridiculous right in front of Macron. So the negotiation has begun. I think that's the opening bid for President Trump.
That's what I said. You know, like him or not, President Trump wears his feelings on his sleeve, and he's not going to pretend, you know. So, you know, did Macron say anything? Did they move on to what's for lunch?
Yeah, I think they just pretty much moved on.
I'll tell you who we can thank for that if you're like me and you think the Iran deal was a bad deal. Thank John Bolton, the new national security advisor, has, I believe, a totally different view on that than the former national security advisor, McMaster. So maybe that's enforcing President Trump's instincts there.
Yeah, it's a chicken and an egg thing. I don't know, because President Trump kind of wants the guys that agree with him around him, and certainly Bolton does in this case, for sure.
All right.
There's a new push by the Boy Scouts to allow girls in. About two-thirds of the councils nationwide have signed up. They're starting with the Cub Scouts, allowing girls in the Cub Scouts, bringing roughly 3,000 girls, and then they're going to expand it upwards into the older Scouts this goes.
They're idiots.
yes, they are. Yes, they are.
They're idiots. Just move on. These are the boy, idiots. Are you telling me, Steve, and just to be clear, because I don't want to besmirch the name of a historically great organization unfairly. I want to understand you. You're not making this up. You're saying it's the official position of the Boy Scouts of America that they're going to now start allowing girls into their organization by the thousands.
It is.
I think they made the change like 6 months ago. And now
they're starting to fold it in.
They're starting to fold it in.
So we're at One News Now, American Family News. Chris Woodward is preparing a report on this. You will read it on One News Now probably tomorrow or the next day. But he had a conversation with Mark Hancock, who's the chief executive of Trail Life USA today.
Right.
And this is what Mr. Hancock had to say about it.
Well, we're sad for boys. I mean, it's been a war against boyhood for some time now. You know, according to the Department of Education, boys are three times more likely to be enrolled in special education, four times more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD. Clearly, you know, schools are designed for girls, and now we're moving into this adventure area. And in an organization like Boy Scouts of America that has produced presidents and senators and congressmen and astronauts, and to suddenly say that there's nothing special about their program, that boys and girls are the same, we just think that's dangerous.
I agree with that, and I think that's what's behind what the Boy Scouts have done. That's why people have demanded that the Boy Scouts, starting off, allow homosexual scout leaders, then homosexual scouts, then gender, you know, transgender scouts, and now girls in, is because this is all part of the war against, and Ray, we can get your take on it, but a war against God's design for human beings, and this is part of this whole idea that there's no difference between boys and girls, and therefore they can have the same scouting experience, and that it's wise to always mix them. When you, this is all part of that that movement. I mean, I don't think that's even hard to see or understand, right?
You know, you don't even really have to make the case, Ed. I mean, it's just a fact that this is the logical next step. Once you have said you can have homosexual scoutmasters, once you said you're going to give up on gender distinctives, well, sure. On what basis, then, are you going to say, no, we don't want girls in the Boy Scouts? So I have two questions, Ed. Number one, are they going to change their name?
Yes. Yes, they're going to be true to this cause that they've adopted, they need to change their name, the Boy Scouts of America, or merge with the Girl Scouts.
I think they're just going to be called Scouts. That would be my guess.
In fact, the Girl Scouts are a little bit upset at the Boy Scouts, aren't they?
Well, that's not a good – and this is where we kind of come into conflict with what we know, because the Girl Scouts have been a very pro-abortion, very bad influence, pro-gay organization
for decades,
a long time. And
feminists
so,
took over that one.
Right.
And so the fact that – girls don't want to go there is kind of understandable.
Needs to write a book on how these secular progressives took over the Boy Scouts of America.
Yeah.
Because
the case study.
That needs to be explored, because that is amazing how fast they did that. The leaders in charge of the Boy Scouts of America over the last 10 years, over the last 5 years, should be ashamed of themselves if, in fact, they are traditionalist and they yielded to this. They yielded to this pressure.
Can I give you my take on how this happens?
Yes.
And it's happened all throughout our culture. Once you separate yourself from God, and once you take a secular, materialistic view of life, then everything the Boy Scouts have done is right. I mean,
in their eyes.
No, sure. I'm just saying it's correct. If there is no God, if there is no design, if we're just animals that have evolved, then who cares about distinctions between boys and girls and homosexuals and stuff like that? And I think what happened in the Boy Scouts is what's happened throughout our culture. People stop believing in God, or specifically Jesus Christ, and or those who did shut up about it and stopped using that worldview to guide their decisions. They were cowardly, they were intimidated, and they said, okay, we can't make Jesus a part of the Boy Scouts. We can't even really make God, or at least the God of the Judeo-Christian worldview, he can't even be a part of it. So then what's left? What's left is one retreat after another, because you have left the truth. Mm-hmm. And I think once you start down that path, there is no other conclusion that can ever be reached except what we see happening to the Boy Scouts.
Yeah,
it happened to seminaries. It happened to colleges and universities. Mm-hmm. You start being ashamed of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mainline denominations.
Sure. This is always what happens.
I've been covering the Boy Scout issue for a long time, and for years they were very stalwart. They were really strong, but they were the battleground upon which the gay lobby decided, a big gay decided to make war. So I remember they were sued over a boat slip somewhere in Pennsylvania where they parked a boat, and because it was a state-owned boat slip, or the docking place was, because they were charged with being discriminatory, the Human Rights Campaign, I believe it was, brought a lawsuit against them and started sucking them dry financially and started. So, I mean, not to I agree with everything you said, Ed, but it was a battleground. This is the march of big gay in taking over institutions. And
you
as
mean
much
big
as
gay in the sense that people use big oil,
big tobacco.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tobacco. Sure. Let me ask you this, Steve. You mentioned Trail Life, and we've had them on before. They're good people, good friends of ours. Trail Life is an alternative organization to the Boy Scouts. They're former Boy Scouts who left because of this issue or these issues, and they formed this organization, which is in the tradition of the former Boy Scouts of America. So Trail Life, I wanted to mention that if people want to check that out.
Trail Life USA, and the website is traillifeusa.com.
And we endorse them. We highly recommend them. So check that out. There is an alternative, and they're doing great guns. They are really growing fast because a lot of parents have seen what's happened to the Boy Scouts, and they've said, you know what, just can't sign up for that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Just outright say, girls, come on into the Boy Scouts. That just seems to be the last.
That's the end of it, right?
That's the end of it. Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't call yourselves the Boy Scouts anymore. Don't. And you're right, Ray. Yeah, that's a point you made earlier. You're going to be true to your mission here of bringing down the genders or, the distinctions. Then just change your name altogether and be.
Mm-hmm. I bet they will. Right around the corner.
Okay.
They'll just have to say scouting.
If they apply the same standard.
Right.
But the thing is, and how we know, this is to your point, Ed, how we know that there is good and evil, right and wrong in the world is when you retreat from God, it takes you to this same standard, which is what the left uses, and that is you tear down every standard and barrier that God has set up for our good.
Right.
And you destroy it. It's not people don't when you divert from God, you don't go different directions and there's multiple options out here. it all leads to the same path, and right. that is the human. We are the end-all, be-all, and what right. we say goes.
We are God. Let me ask you this on a practical level. I was just thinking about this, Steve. What do they do with their camps now? I mean, a 10-year-old girl's going to go bunk with 10-year-old boys?
Yeah, no, I've heard that they're not, so far they haven't expanded the overnight retreats.
Why not?
Well, I know. You've got to ask.
They're hypocrites. Right. They're what they are. They're rank hypocrites if they don't.
I'm pretty sure what I've heard them doing is they're taking the girls on their own kind of, they're taking the girls on their outings and they're taking the boys in the outings.
But why do that if it's all the same?
Right.
Someone's going to sue. Someone's going to complain or they're going to sue and they're going to say separate but equal. You can't have the same experience if you're taking the boys off over here to do this and the girls, we want the same opportunity.
I don't think they'll get very many people to sign up for that. A lot of times these issues like we're talking about, you don't see the ramifications for years down the road because it's still, even for the pagan, they go, I ain't sending my 10-year-old girl to bunk with a bunch of boys at a camp. Are you kidding me?
Right.
They're not going to, you know what I'm saying? Right. It's going to be, but just they've broken the barrier down now, and we'll see what happens. The Boy Scouts are hypocrites if they don't let the 10-year-old girls bunk with the 10-year-old boys. That's just all there is to it. And I wonder what they do when they're 12, 13, 14, you know, when their hormones start raging.
There's a reason why we have always had men's rooms, women's rooms, men's changing areas, women's changing areas, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, because that comes from a worldview that recognizes human nature, that there are differences, and you don't play with fire.
Right.
Which is what putting girls in close proximity to boys on sleep outs is doing.
I tell you, here's what's going to happen, and it's going to be kind of maybe in a very dark way fun to watch, is the Boy Scouts are going to run into the Me Too movement when they start having problems with boys and girls and sexual assaults and the hormones and everything. Yeah. And then the left is going to have to decide which one takes precedent over which one.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, because they always end up eating themselves, the left. They always take a step too far. They always end up, getting themselves
in
trouble.
Isn't there an alternative to the Girl Scouts, too?
I was looking
Heritage? Is it called
Heritage Girls, I think. You're right.
Hmm. Heritage. I know somebody will post that on Facebook, but there's... You know, when the Girl Scouts started going awry, 10, 20 years ago, whenever that was, they alternative.
The well, and Tim,
American Heritage Girls is what it's called. Sorry. Yeah.
You know, Tim, just from a economic point of view, the Girl Scouts can't be happy about this, about the, quote, Boy Scouts poaching their potential customers.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
this is a mess.
Maybe the Girl Scouts will come back with, we're going to let boys into our, or maybe they already do. Maybe we're going to, how you like that, Boy Scouts?
Right.
We're going to take boys into our Girl Scouts now.
Oh,
okay.
That's insanity.
Huh? It is insanity.
It is insanity.
But as you said, Ed, somber note, you said that once you turn your back on God and his standards, the path it leads you to is insanity.
Yeah.
Seems logical.
This is Romans 1.
This is Romans 1.
We're seeing it before our very eyes.
That's right. Refuse to honor God. You understand God, but you refuse to give him glory and praise, and you become idolaters, and God gives you over to an increasing darkness and depravity. Mm-hmm.
And then you bear in your own body the sin.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wasn't that thrilling. What a thrilling discussion there.
Wasn't that a Joel Osteen sermon you just gave us right there?
Oh, hey, on the good note, Walker's going to enthusiastically post this stuff on Facebook.
Yes, I will do it.
All right.
Hoorah.
My thanks to Walker, Ed, Steve, Fred, Ray.
Sandy,
Frank.
Hannah.
And
Brent.
And Hannah.
Hannah.
Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you next time on Today's Issues.